You got the touch. I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 30. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG1 Mike, hello.
Howdy.
How are you?
Good, considering we just recorded Headshot.
Yeah, we've got all our ventings off our chest, I guess you could say. Normally we would save an episode... number like this, like 30, 50, whatever, for something like really super special, but we haven't had a regular ATTF in a long time. There was two, it was an SDCC special and a BotCon Comics special before this, but it was about time. I do have one news item I guess I can read. Recent reports are coming in regarding the release date for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen on DVD and Blu-ray. And now, TFW has an image to confirm those reports. Blu-ray.com has posted an image of an advertisement poster for the release of Revenge of the Fallen found at FYE. The posters list the release date as October 20th, which goes along with the reports we had been hearing. We have no further details at this time. Which, you know, it's about right, I would say. It, you know, when did it come out? May?
Yeah, it came out in June.
June, so June to October, yeah, that's about 5.5, 6 months, something like that. It's, I'd say it's about right. I mean, majority of movies, after they're in theaters for a little while, it's usually roughly about 6 months before they go to DVD. So that's cool, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
I am definitely going to...
Go ahead.
Yes. Although I'm not going to get it at FYE because they're ridiculously overpriced. I'm not sure which copy I'm getting. I know I'm getting Blu-ray just because I have a Blu-ray player. Might as well take advantage of it. But I'm not sure like what features, whether... Because if it comes with a DVD and a Blu-ray, I'm more apt to buy that and spend a little bit extra to get it.
Yeah.
Because it's only a few dollars more than what the standard Blu-ray would cost, and it's usually on sale as well the first week.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, everybody knows how I feel about Blu-ray. It's not that I dislike it, it's just until I can get a Blu-ray player or until I can get a PS3, I'm not going Blu-ray, and of course I will get the 2-disc special edition like I did with the first film. But I'm not going to be one of these people that goes out and buy, like, Iron Man had, I think it was like, five or six different stores, five or six different exclusives. Like, FYE's exclusive was a Steelbook edition, where it's a metal DVD case. Target had something else. Walmart had something else. Target, for the original movie for Transformers, Target had those Transforming Optimus Prime and Megatron DVD cases. I have the Optimus Prime one, but yeah, I will just get a 2-disc edition of this. I'm not going for multiple exclusives.
Oh yeah, I'm only getting one edition.
Yes.
So once I buy it, that's it. There's no going back and buying another. I really don't care enough to do that.
Yes, I don't either. I guess we can do a little bit of animated news as well, even though, as everybody knows, Transformers Animated is over, unfortunately. Cartoon Network, you dumb bastards.
Yes, considering everybody liked the damn show.
Everybody loved the damn show.
Of course, yeah.
Look at Cartoon Network now. They suck.
Well, they're going to the live thing, and which is fucking stupid. It's Cartoon Network. No, we're going to call it the CN.
Yeah.
We're going to sound hip and cool. We're never going to play cartoons again, but...
yeah.
But that sounds great to us.
Yeah, but, so, you know, outside of our ranting about Cartoon Network, Transformers Animated Allspark Almanac 5-page preview. The book did come out today. I believe it's $20. I don't know. But on TFW, they do have a 5-page preview of the book. The Allspark Almanac goes on sale, it's on sale the 19th, which is yesterday. And it is truly a must-have for all fans of the series. And if you live near Burbank, be sure to stop by the Emerald Knights comic book shop this Saturday, the 22nd, between 2 and 3 p.m. to meet Jim, Bill Forster, and Derek Wyatt and ask them to sign your copy of the book. Which I think that's really cool that they're doing that, especially Wyatt doing that. That's awesome. Of course, Wyatt's always been, you know, fan base. I mean, he's a fan himself, but, you know, I think that's really cool that they would have them go out there and sign the book.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The only, for me, there really isn't that much other news. There have been new images of TFA Electric. Is it electrostatic or electric static? I don't know. It's a new Soundwave repaint. There have been new images of that coming out. So I guess the eventual final wave of the animated toys is coming. Hopefully next year. I guess it'll be next year, but they're starting to show more images of it. So that's pretty cool.
Yes. I know one thing I would look forward to if I actually had the toy of the classics is the fansprojects.com has released a partial image of Rodimus's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely looks like it'd be cool.
Yeah, the resin image. I don't do well with resin images because it doesn't really show you. I mean, yeah, you can put a resin version of a trailer against a colored version of a toy. And, yeah, this is what it's going to look like. But you really can't get a full scope of what it's going to look like until the actual trailer is in its final color scheme.
Well, yeah.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I believe it was the last Toycast, Optimus Scourge, myself, and Lupus Convoy of TFW were talking about that. And... I would love to see them do a black and purple trailer for Shattered Glass Rodimus. It's basically the same mold as...
It's different paint job.
Classic, it's just different paint job. I would also love to see them take the City Commander or the Shadow Commander trailer and make one for Shattered Glass Optimus. That would be so friggin' cool.
I'm sure that'll come down the pipeline as well.
Yeah, but I'm sure Fans Project has so much other stuff on their plate right now that they're not even thinking about it at the moment. I mean, hopefully it'll come eventually, but it still would be really cool if they did do that. Ever since I did get my Nemesis Prime, I want the Shadow Commander armor now. I don't know, I've never been too keen on, I don't know if it's Hasbro that does this, or whatever, I've never been too keen on the Ultra Magnus toys, you know, the G1 version of Ultra Magnus, all it is a white Optimus Prime, plus, you know, whatever else for his actual body, but I mean the cab of him is just a white Optimus, you know, white G1 Prime. And then the classics version, same thing. It's just a white Optimus Prime. I believe it has the actual Ultra Magnus face. It doesn't have the Prime faceplate on it. But, you know, it's the same mold. It's just different colors. And I don't know. I've just never really been all that enthused with it. So I doubt I would ever own that or the City Commander armor.
Now, see, I'd probably buy it, but I'm not spending that kind of money.
What do you mean?
On getting the City Commander upgrade set.
Well,
I mean, that's about the only Ultra Magnus I could say I'd like, but I'm pr- probably never going to own it.
It's the armor itself. If, like, say you already had Classics Magnus, the armor itself at BBTS is $90.
Now, see, to me, that's a lot for a toy.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, I understand that it's their hard work and everything going into it, which I can fully support. It's just I personally would never spend that much on a damn toy. I bought Masterpiece Prime for $65. I'm sure as hell not going over that for a piece of armor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think one of the reasons why it's that high, I don't know if it's Fans Project pricing or if it's BBTS pricing, which BBTS, everybody knows, Big Bad Toy Store. You know, I don't know if whose pricing it is that has actually dictated it, but they got to make their money back somehow.
Well, yeah.
For cost.
They're sure as hell not going to eat the cost.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if it was, like, for a different size class, like the classic stuff is, yeah. All the classics molds of Optimus Prime, whether it be Magnus, whether it be Nemesis Prime, whether it be Shattered Glass Prime, they're all Vigors. I could see it being too much if it was for a deluxe figure. But Voyager, I don't know. Hopefully, if they ever do or when they release the classics trailer for Rodimus, hopefully it's not going to be $90.
No, I couldn't see it being that much. I've heard that it's going to open up similar to Primes, but that's about it.
Yeah. I really don't know, but most definitely next time I get paid, I will be hunting down the AllSpark Almanac. I looked at some of the news stories, but the majority of them are Revenge of the Fallen toys. Like Wave 4 has been spotted in Canada and whatever else.
Yeah, pretty much I'm not getting any of the toy stuff.
Yeah. You know, unless those, TFA toys are released in the near future, which, as we all know, they probably won't be. The Rodimus Minor and the RC, I'm really not getting into the... I think I'm pretty much done with collecting for now, besides the fact of lack of funds. I pretty much have what I want. I probably will try to get a SDCC 2009 Soundwave, only because it comes with the four cassettes.
Yes.
And I never... The last Rat Bat I had came broken, so, yeah. It'd be nice to have a Rat Bat that actually stands up when he transforms, so, I don't know. You have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it for this episode of ATTF, being that there's really not anything else to talk about. I'm going to check real quick and see how much Revenge of the Fallen has made.
Yes, and while Steve is doing that, I currently have on eBay my Justice League and Superman the Animated Series DVD sets. Yes, I know this is not Transformers related, but it's podcast related. Eventually, we will probably start a donations page or donation something through PayPal. If people want to donate, they can. As I said in the headshot episode, the headset that I have sucks. It just sucks. And I will be posting a link to where my old headset is or where people could possibly buy it for me. It's only $36.95. The website I found it on, I believe it had free shipping. I'm not really sure if it does or not. But I will post that on PredaconEmpire.com/CafeSpark. And that's one of the main only reasons why I'm selling my Justice League DVDs and my Superman DVDs, outside of the sheer fact to save some money and get the complete series of both cartoons once they get released.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much done. Did you find the money stuff?
Yes. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which, by the way, is still in theaters. Mm-hmm. The domestic is $397 million, roughly. And foreign is 427,000 or 427 million. So the grand worldwide total is 824 million so far.
Cool. I do have to bring something up before we go, actually. Now that the iPhone 3G has updated their iTunes, well, when they did the 3.0 update, they updated the iTunes app on there, which you can now actually view reviews on your iPhone. And actually, it's funny. It's very, very funny. ATTF has had a new review. It was posted on June 30th, 2009, by the guy named Rick Ferret, and his title is Two Guys Crying. The first few podcasts in this series is horrible. You can barely hear the co-host, who myself and a friend believed he was making up a horrible accent or was quote-unquote a special person. Listen to the most recent of the hosts seeing TF2. Quality is better, but all they did was complain. Geez, it's a movie. Enjoy it for its entertainment value and leave your pocket protector and glasses at home. And we got 2 stars on that review. I normally will not read negative reviews over the air. I will read positive reviews because we love getting reviews in iTunes on any of our Geekcast radio shows, whether it be TuneCast, All Things Transformers, TFG1 Podcast, whatever. But I'm sorry. The whole point of doing a movie review is if you don't like it, you can bitch about it. If you don't want to hear us bitching about something, turn the fucking thing off. Or fast forward it. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it was mostly just our perspective on it. Looking back, I mean, it is a good movie, but overall, like, they could have done a lot more better with the series.
You know, and I mean, I'll have to go back and listen to that episode where you and I talked about it, but the main problem that I had with the movie was the story, was the way that the plot was. It wasn't really anything else about the movie. I mean, the action was great, you know, robots blowing up was great, and there's a squeaky toy.
Yes, that's my dog.
Yes. but I mean, you know, I'm sorry, the story fucking sucked in the movie. It just did. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not really that big of a deal to me. And, you know, if you can take, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to write 2.5 paragraphs long of bashing somebody else's opinion, then that's fine. That's whatever you want to do to waste your time. But, you know, we're not here to please people. We're here to please ourselves. And if people like to listen to the podcast, that's more than great. I'm not trying to be negative here, but at the same time, crap like that pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point on that. I mean, it's nice that somebody reviewed it, even if it isn't that great of a review. And yes, I do know what you're talking about the first few episodes of ATTF. That was just his accent. If you're still listening to the show, which I would suspect you are, considering that you reviewed the show to begin with and have listened since day one. But feel free, if you have any suggestions for the show, email podcast@predaconempire.com and make sure you drop a line in there. I will read it, even if it is bashing us, just so that you can get your voice heard, since that's what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not opposed to changing things and adding things to the show. It's just we were reviewing the movie from our perspective after having just seen it.
Yep.
And I'm not too keen on the whole, you know, movie overall.
I mean, I like it for what it is. And
well, yeah.
I mean, it's like we said in the review. You don't go see a Transformers movie or a Michael Bay movie for the story. You go see it for giant fucking robots shooting each other and giant Devastator balls. That's what you go see it for. I mean,
well, yeah.
That's just what it is. It's not like this deeply moving story to where it's not what you go for. And I think maybe what, you know, I don't know, I can only assume what he's alluding to as far as Two Guys Crying. He better not be alluding to the fact that I was bitching about actually getting to the theater and then getting home, because I'm sorry, that was a dilemma for me. Because that was just a horrible, horrible day. The only good part about that day was actually sitting in the theater and watching the film. I'm done. Or else.
I guess we're gonna wrap that up before we get out of hand with it. So, join us again, whatever the next episode may happen to be. We will basically record episodes as we need them. For now, I've been Steve Megatron Phillips, and you are?
TFG1 Mike. See you later.
So hard to face. You're thinking, why does life have to be this hard? And you can't believe you've been dealt this card. Took so long to get here, you wonder how. Gotta take control, the time is now. You know you can't be strong, you remember the time when you had it all together, you go back in your mind.
You're at your best when we go and get drunk. You've been put to the test, but it's never enough. You got the time. Bend, you never break. You seem to know just what it takes. It's in the blood, it's in the will, it's in the mighty hands of steel.
Reach inside yourself on who you really are. You know it's for real, you can't win this war. They try to put you down, but you gotta believe in yourself when you are feeling like they're trying to deceive. The heart of you, even though you feel a pain, you never give up because the hope remains. You stand your ground, you're fighting fire with fire. You're coming out on top, it's your only desire.
Never give in when your back's to the wall. Gonna fight to the end, and you're taking it all. You got the time.
You got the time.